Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Weeping may come in the evening, but joy comes in the morning. We embarked on this journey together. With love, we mourned, we loved, we healed.
More than 30 years later, two guys thought of me. They remember that kid.
I said what you said. I touch nothing.
And they gave me an opportunity to try again.
I can't not go to the only award show that will ever nominate me for anything.
Comedy is so important to me. Comedy brings people together. Comedy gives us all the same laugh. Hey, Brad Pitt.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. And even in the pouring rain, the Golden Globes made their return last night.
Welcome to the 80th annual Golden Globe Awards. I am your host, Gerard Carmichael. Sure. And I'll tell you why I'm here. I'm here because I'm black.
Joining me now to talk about what happened last night at the Golden Globes is Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of Movie Therapy with Rafer and Kristen. Rafer, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me. Hi, Melissa.
All right. Give me a top moment for you from last night.
Boy, the top moment for me after everything that's been happening with the Golden Globes and all these questions about, you know, was the show going to go on and do they still matter and, you know, are people going to show up? For me, it was when Mike White got up and accepted the award for The White Lotus for, I think it was for Best Limited Series. And he said something like, I was going to do this speech in Italian.
But I'm too drunk because there was no food. The food, when we got there, they were like, the food is over.
And I thought, oh, the Globes are back. Everyone's drunk. Everyone's having a good time. We didn't think they could pull it off, but they did. It's a pretty good success story for the Golden Globes.
When you say everything that's been going on with them, remind folks of what has been going on with the Hollywood Foreign Press and the Golden Globes.
Nutshell version. So it was the LA Times, I think it was 2021. They do this big expose, and the Times has been doing these kinds of things. Every few years, they do an expose on the Golden Globes. But this one really stuck. And I think what really stuck this time was that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which hands out the Globes, had no black members at all. There were other things about, you know, inflated salaries and things like that, but it was the fact that they had no black members that I think really led people to feel this sense of outrage. Tom Cruise gave back his three Golden Globes, and the NBC dropped the show for 2022. You know, and the HFPA promises to make meaningful reform, as they say. And Todd Boehly, the billionaire, purchases the group, used to be a nonprofit group. Now it's a for-profit company. He promises to run it like one. And NBC puts the Globes back on for this year on a Tuesday. Weirdly, it's usually on a Sunday, but they came back. And last night was their, I think, their big comeback story.
On the one hand, if you're Hollywood Foreign Press, maybe if you just love all things Hollywood, that is all good. But I'm wondering if, at least in what you saw last night, there was anything that does seem like that kind of meaningful change that was promised.
Well, I think you did see a handful of awards that spoke well of diversity. And, you know, I think you had people like Michelle Yeoh and Ke Huy Quan, who won acting awards for Everything Everywhere All at Once, was a big success story from last year. You had Angela Bassett winning Best Supporting Actress. Sort of a side note to that, she becomes the first major actor. She becomes the first individual to win a major acting award for a Marvel movie. She won for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And this is kind of seen as a moment of progress for the superhero films that, you know, usually get kind of brushed aside at the awards shows. So you did have some awards that went to people of color, and I think that's a good thing for the Globes. They took a hit, I think, because they didn't have any female directors nominated this year in a year that was a pretty strong one for female directors. But they moved forward, and I think they made a few strides here and there.
There were a few other great moments. Now, I am an Abbott Elementary fan. Fanatic. I think all of Team Takeaway officially is. And it was kind of a big night for Abbott last night.
Yeah, and that was good to see. That, you know, that series has been a real success story too. You know, kind of interesting workplace comedy in the public schools is one of those things where you think, you know, gee, why didn't anyone think of that before? But yeah, I was glad to see that did well. I was glad to see that, you know, that White Lotus did well. I'm a big Mike White fan. So yeah, that was great for Abbott.
And then Eddie Murphy receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, sort of an odd moment. You know, they bring Tracy Morgan up to introduce him, and you know, that makes sense. You know, as he said, both black comedians from Brooklyn, and you know, both were on Saturday Night Live, and you know, Tracy Morgan was very, very deferential to Eddie Murphy, and then they bring on Jamie Lee Curtis, who I think probably many people had forgotten. I certainly had until she said it out loud that she was with him in Trading Places. That's going back a long way.
That is going way back.
way back. And I'd completely forgotten about it until she said it. And then so I thought, oh, right, that's why she's there. You know, and then Eddie Murphy makes this very short speech, you know, thanking the usual movie producers, his manager, his agent. He cracks one Will Smith joke that seemed a little bit out of date at this point, and that was kind of it. And then he was off, and that was the end of his Lifetime Achievement Award. I don't know really what to make of that, but there it went.
Turn the heat up. Back there, it's nice and warm, but over here, ooh, it's cold as hell and freezing.
All right, Rafer, take a quick break with me. More Golden Globes on the other side of this.
While some colleges ramped up police presence on campus, others responded to protests against Israel's war in Gaza by giving students a seat at the table. I'm Kai Wright, and on the next Notes from America, meet a young negotiator from Brown University. We'll explore what divestment actually means and how views of victory in this movement vary depending on where you sit. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. We're talking about the Golden Globes. I want to ask you about a moment that wasn't a movie or a TV moment. In the midst of all these awards, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky got to address the audience, and he did not get played off or short-timed.
No. And he was introduced by Hollywood's go-to internationalist and activist, Sean Penn. It was kind of remarkable, you know, as the Golden Globes, you know, was stretching on and people were up there tipsy and making jokes and their speeches were running over and the pianist is trying to play people off and they're refusing to go. Yet we still managed to find time for Volodymyr Zelensky. You know, I think what it really spoke to was how incredibly adept he's been at getting his message out through social media and popular culture. I mean, he took a break from a war to record something for the Golden Globes of the United States. It's pretty remarkable. And that was a remarkable moment. And he did use a cinematic metaphor. He said,
"There will be no third world war. It is not a trilogy."
I thought that was his little nod to Hollywood, which I thought was clever.
All right, I want to go back for a second here to Michelle Yeoh and the big win for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, because she too refused to be played off stage.
Yeah, she actually told the pianist to shut up.
Then along came the best gift. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Shut up, please. I can beat you up, okay? And that's serious.
But, you know, that was a great moment for her. You know, she talked about being an immigrant. I think she said something like, you know, coming to Hollywood was a dream come true until I got here. And I think a lot of people in the audience laughed because I think they sort of knew what she was talking about. You know, we'd just seen Ke Huy Quan, who also won for the same movie. You know, he's the guy who played Short Round in Indiana Jones, you know, what was that, almost 40 years ago, and really hasn't worked very much since. And he was very open about that, being a minority in Hollywood and not being able to get that much work. Those were two, I thought, very, very moving moments for the Globes.
Yeah, I also just stan her. I find her amazing. So
that was
definitely a top moment for me. Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday and co-host of Movie Therapy with Rafer and Kristen. Rafer, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Melissa.